Debbie Ngaruapaka is with us. She had every reason to shout from the rooftops on Saturday night, but she, like many others involved with Te Pāti Māori, came across with such a dignity. It was really impressive, and it's flies against the rah-rah balloons, hands-in-the-air style that we see in other electorates and from other people. She was respectful, quiet and considered in her responses, which illustrates that some of our kawa and tikanga is really welcome in our parliamentary space. She's with us kindly too to have a kōrero about the opportunity and how she's been able to nurture her newbies. And Auntie Deb, as even the reporter referred to her, is with us today. Hey, good to catch up with you, Auntie Deb.
Morena, morena, yes, I'm the auntie of all, so, or the fire of all. So, first of all, thanks, Dale, for that intro, and I just want to, again, support what I said on Saturday night was a big mihi to Soraya for the dignity and the way that, you know, we continue to act as whanaunga during campaign and to Haritia, because I actually think that's something that Māori bring differently to elections. And then as we're watching, I'm in Wellington and have been all week, and as we're watching our whanaunga and different ones pack up, you know, there's a real humility and some real, you know, grief that we see going on this week. So I think it's really important that, you know, that we always, first and foremost, act as, you know, we were raised, and I was certainly raised with Ngako Māori, and knowing the hard work that people do to get into, you know, campaign and then to come out. And I tell you, this is a really pody place to be in this week, as we see so many of our colleagues pack up.
Yeah, I understand that, but you too know the risks of politics. You can't hang your hat on forever. I mean, there's Nanaia, 27 years, and finding herself now, well, I won't say on the dole queue, but you know what I mean. And, you know, she too departed with some grace and dignity, as did Hannah afford her that. So it's just an interesting observation about our style in politics. And while I'm at it, I've got to find out who the billboard carrier was behind you on your TV crosses. Which cousin of yours was it?
I don't know if it was cousins or nieces or mokos, but, you know, we ran a campaign that stayed completely focused on our people and focused on what it is that we can do to ease the pain and to wakamana, you know, the journey to tino rangatiratanga. And I think that's what we needed to do. We were different because, well, we have it differently because everyone does know the risks, but we also had the pulse, and I kept saying this, and I kept sort of saying, oh, things are going to be like this, things and the predictions. It just wasn't matching what we were feeling on the ground. And I think, you know, as you talk about with Nanaia, as we talk about with Hana, as long as we stay connected to who we are and to the ground, there will be another chapter to the journey. As I know for Nanaia, you know, we're extremely proud of her, like our tupuna. She went out and created opportunities and was an ambassador for her people, and I'm excited for her and what the next chapter has. But it's really different for us as Māori, because we come from collectives. We never leave our collective. We never leave our kaupapa. But I'm not seeing that for some of the people that have to leave. You know, they come in with a pōhuri. They're not necessarily they haven't all chosen to have a porokoroaki. So, you know, we have different ways that we express our grief and that we move on. And, you know, we even laugh at ourselves in our coming into this phase, but there's a whole cohort of non-Māori that I sit there and think, gosh, I hope you guys are getting some counselling and some tautoko, because it's a very cold place to leave. And if you haven't got a big collective or a village or an iwi or, you know, pan tribal urban Māori to go back to, you know, it could really play with your mind for a little while. So my aroha to all of those who are transitioning out. A tough week.
There might be a job for her with Te Pāti Māori. I mean, there are plenty others. Yeah. Plenty others in your party have been to Labor First, except you.
I only one party. But you know, there's I'm only the party Māori. I'm Tūturu. But you know, we've had a big week. All that aside, we've had an exciting weekend. We've got a big week. We've got four. We've got Takuta Hana, Takutai, and Maria Meno in here being inducted this week. So straight after the elections, we got together in Tamaki Makaurau, had an awesome debrief, and then Monday, everyone was down here getting inducted, getting the messages, getting the standing orders, books, and all those sorts of things. So it's been an exciting week seeing two confirmed, two that are just so close. So we thought, no, we're going to get them all inducted. And I think by day two, we had a team of four, Albert and I, and then yesterday we did a call on expelling the Israel ambassador. If we don't, the government needs to step up. I don't care who the government is at the moment. They need to, you've had a tough week, but there's still work to be done, and that's how we've landed. And day two back in, we've called on the government to bring some order and use their clout to call accountability in this disgusting violence that's going on.
So you want the Israeli ambassador to be sacked?
Oh, absolutely. Look, if we can't, there's no immediate ceasefire and humanitarian aid allowed in. Absolutely. And it's just, this is not a new situation. We condemn the Hamas for murdering civilians and taking civilians hostages, but we also condemn the retaliatory violence that we see of the Israel government. And I think we've seen discrimination. We've seen the colonisation going on for 75 plus years. Let's not ignore that long-standing fact. And so we have to land this week inducting, but most important, fighting for peace and stopping violence, no matter who it is. And the government just cannot rest on its laurels. I know they're in pain, but they have to do something while they're still in here. And this is, we don't, as politicians in Te Pāti Māori, we just do not have the luxury of time to sit back and find officers for our new MPs. We have to keep our eye on other kaupapa, other Indigenous people. But most importantly, as an uri of Pariaka, we will continue to bring our influence to stop violence and to do all we can to bring peace and order and help, a lot of these families that are just, oh my God, just getting their limbs and their babies and everything are being shot off. It's just, we've got to stop it. So that's been one of Ngāori's last couple of days is, what else is it that we can do? And the government needs to grab that situation and bring all order, bring all sanctions if they have to, but absolutely come in and call for order and stop the violence. Certainly let the humanitarian aid get in. It's just the most inhumane thing I've ever seen going on.
It's very disturbing. And you see Biden going in supporting Israel's stance that it was militant. It's a misfired rocket by militants that caused the explosion at the hospital that killed 500. Look, hats off to you. The work goes on. Can I have a couple of quick shots, though, before we go to the news? You've always challenged the processes. They can be very colonial or Western, and I wonder whether you, having shepherded colleagues into the big house only yesterday, could see a more appropriate induction process for incoming MPs. Is there anything that grates about the way it's run now?
Oh, look, it's no different to the Electoral Commission, the way that they ran and failed in aspects of their polling booths. We have to in the House, and you will see that. You will watch the space, Dale. There's more to come in the fact that we, from day one, challenged on oath, challenged on what it is that we're allowed to wear in the House. There is Generation T coming through, and when we had the induction, 90% of those who were there across all parties did a mihi, did their pepeha. So the problem is that we have to change the system and the way that things are being run. And that's the second thing that Rawe and I, well, actually the third thing that Rawe and I are doing this week. So these are, like I said, we've landed with our eye on, the manaaki for our new kākano, our new MPs. We've landed calling the government to account with the Israel situation. And we also, in between, you know, doing all that, we are also getting ready to challenge how induction oath and going forward needs to be.
I see. Tari says that Māori Health's better off under national. Well, that's the headline.
I guess, you know, we were really pleased to have Whaia join us at my election night. And Whaia's experience with national and the way that they fund is based on what her experience was. And, you know, who am I to question what Whaia Tariana feels and says? Our experience with this national government is, well, this national party who are in opposition, who are now proposing to be government, is new, and certainly how they've spoken and how they've spoken in the last 3 years, calling us bottom feeders, not coming out loud in what their, you know, their Māori policies are. I don't even know if they have a Māori caucus. So, you know, this government, aligned with ACT, has not been known as allies for Māori, certainly not for this Te Pāti Māori. So we have a new generation of national, and we've yet to experience what they're going to be like as a government. But I tell you what, we're up for it. We will not be letting them get away with what they were all talking about pre-election. So let's see what the approach for us as bottom feeders and the brothers in the South Auckland Barrage, and with a party that called us separatists and, you know, intervened with every part of our COVID code for the vaccination, you know, for Māori. So, you know, we have to be alert for this government, because they have shown absolutely nothing that is proactive or positive for our future. They want to wind up the Māori Health Authority, and, you know, that has not been done on any recommendation from health experts, Māori health experts. So, true, yeah, we're on alert for them.
Well, I know you're getting busy. Look, congratulations. You always stand with pride and perform with dignity, Debbie, and I'm pleased to be working with you on the next term as well after the success on Saturday night. Māori ora kia koe, te tuhine, kia ora.
Tēnā koe.